Well, good morning. 早晨。
大家早晨。
As you know, that is my Cantonese. So it is wonderful to see all of you again.
大家知道，这个就是我所熟悉的广东话了，都很高兴的，再一次来到大家当中。
This week when I ask, so who's translating for me?
当今日今个礼拜问边个会为我翻译的时候
，Enoch said that he would, and I was really excited about that.
当佢问Enoch今日边个同我做翻译的时候，话系我，佢非常之嘅兴奋。
Because if I'm really a bad sermon, he could just correct it.
佢话Enoch会好识得翻译。
It has been a joy. That I understood. So. It is a joy to work with Enoch, and I just want to publicly say this is my first time here in a while, and I just thank God for Enoch. You don't have to translate this. I just thank God for Enoch and Esther and EJ. It's been about a month and a half now together, but I just really thank God. And congratulations as he's graduating from seminary. That is a major milestone. God be with you.
佢亦都好多谢可以一齐嘅同 Pastor 基来一齐嘅同工，咁我亦都系好多谢。
We have been going through 1 Corinthians in the English congregation, and I am using 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10 through 17. And in English, it's a house divided against itself cannot stand.
在英文堂的里面，我们一直都是查考哥林多前书，今天特别想跟大家分享到的就是哥林多前书的第一章第十至到十七节，那里就讲到一家的分裂是怎样的。
So let me have a word of prayer and then we'll continue.
我们一起有个祷告。
Father, I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word.
亲爱的天父，我们多谢你，都是让我都是能够的去传扬你的话语。
I ask that you will be the one who speaks through us.
我愿意是你亲自的与我们说话。
May we not get in the way.
就让我们不会阻拦你的话语。
I pray that your word will be accurately presented and that the application will be obvious to each person.
就让你的话语是很精简、很明白的，让我们去明白，以致到我们可以在生活上能够应用。
We thank you and praise you and ask this in Jesus' name.
我们去感谢你，以上的祷告是奉主名而求。阿门。
Amen.This phrase, a house divided against itself cannot stand, is pretty famous.
若一家自相分裂，那家就站立不住，一句是非常出名的一句说话。
Abraham Lincoln in 1858 was speaking in the Illinois state capitol.
在1858年6月16号，林肯总统他在这个伊利诺州的首府里面就讲了一句说话。
And he was getting ready to run for Senate in Illinois.
他是准备是在伊利诺州那里去竞选做参议员。
He lost that particular election, but 3 years later he did become president of the United States, so he did pretty well.
他那一年他虽然是输了，但是三年之后就是成为这个美国总统。
At the time, President Lincoln Abraham Lincoln believed that the Union, the North and the South, had only two.Outcomes that they can choose.
雖然在1858年林肯仲係未做總統嘅時候，但係佢有一個好清楚嘅睇到，就係話到喺嗰個聯邦裏邊，如果分裂會係點樣
？The United States would inevitably become all slave, or else believe that all slaves should be free.
依個嘅如果喺依個美國，如果依個嘅聯邦，如果佢哋係唔能夠和好咗嘅時候，只係有兩個嘅。情況出現，第一個就係一係全部都係成為依個嘅奴仆，另外一個嘅全部都係一個自由人。
And Abraham Lincoln knew that the Union could not continue like this.
佢亦都知道美國依個聯邦如果係有依個分裂嘅時候，就唔能夠好好嘅運作。
Let me just read a few sentences from his speech.
就讓我讀幾句從佢依個嘅演說嗰度講出嚟啊。
A house divided against itself cannot stand.
一家若果自相分裂，那家就站立不住。
I believe this government cannot endure permanently, half slave and half free.
我相信喺呢个嘅美国政府里边，唔能够永远咁样嘅持久，系一半系自由人，一半系做奴隶嘅。
I do not expect that this union will be dissolved. I do not expect the house to fall, but I do expect it will cease to be divided.
我相信我睇唔到就係我哋依個嘅聯邦會被瓦解，亦都唔相信我哋依間嘅屋係會站立不住。但係我所期望到嘅就係話到依個嘅分裂能夠停止。
It will become all one thing, or all of the other.
我哋一系向左走，一系向右走。
What many people do not know is this, these powerful words were not, or did not originate with Abraham Lincoln.
呢啲咁精彩同埋咁激励有力嘅说话，其实唔系从呢个林肯总统出嚟嘅。
Jesus Christ spoke these words.
其实系耶稣基督。
Much earlier.
其實是耶穌基督在之前一早已經講咗嘅啦。
In Mark chapter 3 verse 25, Jesus said, "And if a house is divided against itself, the house will not be able to stand."
在馬可福音第三章二十五節嗰度講咗，就係話若一家自相紛爭，那家就站立不住。
The context was that the religious leaders of the time were saying, "Jesus, you are casting out demons through demons."
想問下你在那段經文就是講到有一班的宗教領袖，他們就指控耶穌說你是靠著魔鬼去趕走魔鬼。
And Jesus just looked at these supposedly intelligent religious leaders and said, how can Satan, basically said, how can Satan cast out Satan?
他就望著這班有智慧的宗教領袖，就跟他們說冇理由一個嘅魔鬼去趕走另外一個嘅魔鬼。
A kingdom or a house divided against itself cannot stand.
一個嘅國或者一個嘅屋企唔能夠互相嘅紛爭，如果唔係，佢哋就會站立不住。
The same is true in sports teams, in your workplace, in your families, in your small groups, in your fellowship groups, in the church.
依句説話都係真嘅，無論你喺你家庭裏邊、喺你工作場所，或者喺一個嘅球隊，甚至教會嘅團契小組，都依句説話係真嘅。
As you know, the theme for our church in English is "Let Your Light Shine."
大家都知道喺我哋嘅英文部喺我哋嘅教會，今年嘅主題係讓你嘅光係普照四方。
And we picked this book of 1 Corinthians because here's a church that had problems, just like every church.
在这个哥林多教会的里面有很多的问题，现在不单止是哥林多教会，其实每一间的教会都有这些问题出现。
And the Apostle Paul, who wrote this letter, was trying to help this church to become better so that they can be a better witness for God.
保罗就是写出哥林多这个书信，是为着令到教会这些问题能够得到正视，以至都能够为主的角度去传扬。
Here at ACC, with three language groups, different ages and life stages, different cultural backgrounds, men and women, and all of us sinners, we are in a perfect position to have lots of arguments and fights.
在我们 ACC 这间教会里面，我们有三堂的不同的崇拜，三堂不同的聚会，咁亦都有唔同嘅人生阶段，有我哋嘅唔同嘅岁数、唔同嘅背景，男女，我哋其实个个都系罪人嚟嘅。我哋其实就好容易就会引起好多唔同嘅纷争。
We try to intentionally build unity through having joint services like our Good Friday service or joint activities like the table tennis tournament.
我哋尝试有一个嘅合一喺里边，例如我哋想有一啲嘅聚会、一啲嘅活动，好似我哋之前有一个嘅受苦节嘅联合聚会啦，或者系有一个嘅打乒乓波呢啲嘅教会活动。
We work very hard on the leadership level to take everyone's needs into consideration as we try to make decisions.
喺呢个领袖层面嘅时候，我哋都尝试嘅一齐有唔同嘅意见嘅时候，一齐嘅去work together.
Yeah, I understand. It is a constant challenge.
这个是一个很时常都有的挑战。
But this is the reality of our church. This is what goes along with what we have here.
这个其实是我们教会里面的现况，我们成日都会预见到的。
I personally am very thankful for the commitment and investment of the leaders from all three congregations and trying to be as unified as possible by God's grace.
我好感恩，就係話喺我哋三堂唔同嘅領袖一齊好委身嘅，一齊嘅為咗呢個合一嚟一齊侍奉。
So with this understanding, what can we learn from today's text that can help us experience the unity that God promises to His church?
咁喺呢個嘅機會嘅時候，究竟我哋點樣藉住今日嘅經文去學習有呢個嘅合一咧
？So I'd like to ask if you would stand in honor of God's word, and if Minister Enoch can read in Cantonese.1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10 through 17.
就让我们一起的起立去聆听神的话语，是哥林多前书的第一章第十至到第十七节。哥林多前书第一章第十至到十七节，圣经这里这样说：弟兄们，我藉着我们主耶稣基督的名， 劝你们都说一样的话，你们中间也不可分党，只要一心一意彼此相合。因为格莱士家里的人曾对我提起弟兄们来说，你们中间有纷争。我的意思就是你们各人说，我是属保罗的，我是属阿波罗的，我是属基法的，我是属基督的。基督是分开的吗？保罗为你们钉了十字架吗？你们是奉保罗的名受洗吗？我们感谢神，除了基斯布并该由以外，我没有给你们一个人施洗，免得有人说你是们是奉我的名受洗。我也给斯提反家施过洗，此外没给别人施洗没有，我却记不清。十七节，基督差遣我原不是为施洗，乃是为传福音，并不用智慧的言语，免得基督的十字架落了空。
Thank you. You may be seated. So obviously we see here a picture of a very divided church that had resulted in quarreling. Not just a difference of opinions, but quarreling.
很明显的，我们看到这幅的图画，就是这间教会是有这个纷争的分裂的场面出现。那个原因是因为有很多的争吵，这个争吵不是很简单说意见不合，而是真的有个纷争在里面。
This word quarreling in verse 11 was the same word that the Apostle Paul used to describe unsaved rejectors of the truth from Romans chapter 1 verse 29.
在纷争这只字，保罗其实在罗马书第一章那里已经用过，那个只字纷争是指到那些未信的人，是去拒绝真理的人。
He used the same word in characterizing the false teachers in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 4.
同一隻字，紛爭這隻字也都是在這個的提摩太前書第六章，是指到那些的假老師。
So Paul was saying, this church, believers in Corinth, they were acting like unsaved and non-believers.
在這隻字裡面，他就其實就用到去形容哥林多教會這班人，你們做到好像同一班未信未得救的人一樣。
Let's not make any mistake.A church cannot enjoy fellowship with Jesus Christ while you are at odds with the members of the body of Christ.
其实我们不能够和基督有一个好的交通的关系，尤其是当我们是彼此有纷争。
So Paul, in verses 1 through 9, talked about what God had done in the past and what he will do in the future, in this chapter 1, verse 1.
在上文下里，之前的第一直至第九節是講到主耶穌之前做過乜，將來亦都係會做啲乜嘢。
And now he's transitioning in this passage to what the Corinthian believers need to do right now in the present, namely that they need to fix their divisions.
喺第十節，我哋今段嘅經文就係講到話哥林多教會，你哋而家依一刻係要做啲咩嘅事項。
Paul's appeal was that there would be harmony, not eliminating diversity, but to still have harmony.
保罗就同佢哋讲，唔系系要佢哋冇晒呢啲嘅纷争，而系话到系要有一个嘅多元化，唔系话佢哋冇晒多元化，而系应该系冇晒纷争。
He desired a unity of all the parts, sort of like a quilt that has various colors and patterns, but blended together to be very beautiful.
就好似一張的皮，雖然是有很多不同的顏色或者不同的圖案，但當織在一起的時候，就成為一幅很漂亮、很漂亮的一張的皮。
So let's first look at Paul's, he has an appeal, but there's three parts to this appeal in verse 10.
在第十節的裡面，有三個的勸勉在裡面，我們一起來看。
First he said that all of you agree.
他說到大家都是都說一樣的話。
Literally means that all of you say the same thing.
即是说到大家讲同一样的说话。
Now, it doesn't necessarily mean you say the same thing about everything in life, like what flavor of ice cream you like, okay?
即是不是讲到说我们个个想讲的一模一样的东西，不是知道好像我们吃雪糕个个都是一样要吃永利奶雪糕这样。
Even though I really enjoy chocolate.
虽然牧师是喜欢吃朱古力。
This is specifically talking, say the same thing about your belief and your doctrine.
这个一样的说话其实是很重要的，就讲到我们的信仰要是一样，我们的信条要是一样。
Sometimes we joke, it's not a very good joke, but we say, oh, the new believers, keep them away from the older believers. Because sometimes the older believers have are very confused about their what they believe.
有一個嘅笑話就係話到我哋盡可能就將啲初信主嘅同埋信咗主來嘅人都分開少少，因為可能信咗主來啲人佢哋有唔同嘅對一啲嘅信仰嘅睇法。
Sometimes, you know, all of our knowledge that has not been applied, we start getting even confused in our own mind. We forget to apply God's word.
就好似好多時我哋信咗主來嘅時候，我哋有太多聖經知識，但係唔識得嘅點樣去應用出嚟。
At least in the English congregation, even the very basic question, can you explain to me what is the gospel? You get many different answers.
雖然就算喺英文堂嘅裏邊，佢哋有人問一個好簡單嘅問題，乜嘢係福音？但係所聽翻嚟嘅就係話有好多唔同嘅答案出到嚟。
So doctrine that is pure and consistent based on God's word is one of Paul's appeal to the church. Doctrinal unity is crucial.
佢就係話到呢啲信仰、呢啲嘅教義係一定要係好純正嘅，而且要係好一貫嘅，係建基於邊度咧？係建基於神嘅話語裏邊。所以呢個就係保羅就希望勸勉哥林多教會嘅弟兄姊妹，佢哋能夠正視呢一個嘅宗旨。
So first, that all of you agree. Secondly, that there be no divisions among you.
第一，頭先就講到話都説一樣嘅説話，第二樣係咩嘢咧？第二樣就係話不可紛爭。
Don't have splinter groups in your church.
唔好有一啲分裂嘅黨派喺教會裏邊。
Some people chase after this particular person or particular preacher.
有一啲人可能就不斷嘅去跟隨或者追住一啲嘅講員啦，或者係一啲嘅教會嘅事情。
Or a church movement.
或者一啲嘅宗教運動。
Or a Christian fad.
或者一啲嘅基督教嘅時尚。
Like if you go into the Christian bookstore, you know, whatever is right there in the front, that's the latest and greatest.
如果大家去到一啲基督教書局嘅時候，一排喺前面通常係最時尚嘅一啲嘅書籍啊，或者嘅一啲嘅刊物。
And usually the most expensive, right?
亦都係通常亦都係最貴嗰啲。
Sometimes a particular style of music, people start splinter. I mean, we all have differences, but do we allow it to cause us to fight?
甚至一啲嘅詩歌點樣嘅唱法等等，有陣時我哋都會為著依啲有爭吵。
The Greek word here for division is actually the root word from which we get the English word schisms.
喺英文有一隻字叫 schism， 但係其實係從呢個希臘原文直翻譯過嚟嘅。
Other Bible authors use the same word to refer to a garment that was ripped, it was torn, but it was still attached.
喺其他一啲嘅聖經作者，佢哋亦都會用到呢一隻字，係指到一件嘅衣服係扯爛咗，雖然係扯開，但係未爛曬，未分開。
So technically it was one piece, but it was useless.
雖然嗰個嘅衣服係嗰塊布扯開咗，雖然未爛曬，但係嗰塊布都已經唔可以再用啦，已經。
Paul is appealing to the Christians, say, eliminate all these divisions among the believers in the church.
這個保羅就講到要將這些紛爭在教會裏面要沒有了。
So he says, first, that all of you agree. Second, that there be no divisions among you. And third, he says, that you be united in the same mind and the same judgment.
剛才第一樣就是講到大家要講一樣的說話，第二就是說到要不要有紛爭，現在第三就是講到大家要一心一意彼此相合。
So this idea of united is that you are perfectly joined together.
這個相合的意思就是很完美的大家的聯合在一起。
It was interesting that the Greeks used the same word, and they referred to when someone had a broken bone, and they would, the doctor would set it so that it could heal.
喺呢只聯合呢一隻字，希臘人佢哋原文佢哋點講，就係講到有個人整斷咗隻手，跟住好好嘅去將佢駁翻埋一齊咁解。They
also use this word when talk about when you reconcile political different political groups when they reconcile.
就算係喺政治大家上邊有政治嘅紛爭，係用到係政治和解嗰個意思。In
Matthew chapter 4 verse 21, the author refers to the mending of the fishing nets. It's the same word here for united.
喺馬太福音4章21節嗰度係講到嗰啲人去修補一啲嘅漁網，呢隻字修補就係其實就係用喺呢個哥林多前書依節經文裏邊。
Paul is pleading for these differences to be mended or to repaired in the church in such a way that there can be unity, that there can be a joining together permanent.
保罗就劝勉哥林多的信徒他们能够愿意的去和解，这种的和解是要是彼此的去修合翻一样，是好好的、很长久的去联合在一起。
Basically, he's saying, let's get these problems solved once and for all.
即是说我们一次过的就将这些问题解决了。
So he's passionate about his appeal. He's very clear. The church must be united and is worth all of our prayers, all of our effort, all of our commitments.
他就说很尽心的劝勉哥林多人他们能够和解。
So we see what his appeal is, what he asks of the church, but then he gives three reasons why there should be unity.
首先他给了三个原因，为什么去劝勉他们要合一，接着之后他就给了三个原因，他们为什么要去合一。
In verse 13, he first asks, is Christ divided? Or is the body of Christ divided?
在第13节他就说，究竟基督的身体是不是分开的？
The answer obviously is no.
It
should not be.
那应该不是的。
And this is actually a very gross picture.
其实这是一幅很滑稽的图画。
It's the idea of taking a body and chopping it up and dividing it to different people or different places.
那幅图画就是说将一个人身体斩件，然后每个人就给不同的部分。
Obviously, this is not what God intends.
这个当然不是神所希望的。
Obviously, if this happens, the body dies.
如果真的这样发生的时候，那个身体是会死的。
No, by God, in God's nature that He's given to us, we are by nature one. So Paul is saying, live like you're one.
我们人的天性是一个身体的时候，保罗就藉着这个图画劝勉哥林多教会，就是说，我们应该是合一的。
So Paul uses another rhetorical question. He goes, and he said this way, was Paul crucified for you? But basically he's saying, who died for you?
其实他就再问了另外一条的问题，就是说到究竟是谁为你死的呢？
Why follow a man or a leader or a woman in the church?
为什么要跟一些男或者跟其他不同的人，是我保罗为你死的吗？
What has that person done for you?
那个人是为你做过什么的？
Has that person died for you?
那个人有没有为你死的？
I don't think so.
我应该不是啊。
Paul was especially upset that people were following him.
保罗觉得非常沮丧，就是当他听到有些人说有人跟他。
He knew that he did not redeem those people's sins.
他知道他没有救赎那些人。
So why were they following him?
那为什么那些人要跟着保罗啊？
It makes no sense, but yet it still happens today in churches.
这个不合情不合理，但是今天也在教会有这样的情况出现。
Paul wrote, who, basically saying, who died for you? That is the person to follow.
保罗其实就是这么说，谁为你死，你就跟那个人。
So he said, is Christ divided? The answer is no.
究竟是否基督是否分裂的？答案不是。
Did Paul or anybody else die for you? The answer is no. Only God. Only Jesus.
是否保罗为你死？答案也不是，是耶稣为你死。
But then the third question, and the way he asked it is, were you baptized in the name of Paul?
第三就是说到你是否奉保罗的名，归入他名下？答案当然不是。
I think what he was asking is, who do you represent? To whom do you owe an allegiance to?
那你是向谁效忠的呢？
Today in the English service, we had seven young people get baptized.
今天在英文堂里面，今早是有七个的年轻人受洗。
And baptism, as you know, is a public declaration of an internal reality.
大家都知道浸礼是指公开的代表我们在内心里面所信的什么。
During the baptism, we asked them, do you commit by God's grace to follow Jesus and to grow as a disciple of Jesus Christ?
当我们受浸的时候，我们问你们是不是忠心一生一世的去跟随主耶稣？
Again, some of these Corinthian believers seem to be getting confused, and they put their allegiance behind the one who had baptized them.
啲哥林多嘅信徒，佢哋喺呢方面有啲嘅捣乱咗，佢哋就竟然系向一啲为佢施洗嘅人，系话向佢效忠。
Today's service, just the way we split it up, I baptized the three girls, and Pastor Art baptized the four boys.
Pastor Art 就系去为四个男仔去受洗，而 Pastor Gaylord 就为三个女嘅受洗。
So if we follow this logic, the girls follow me, the boys follow Art.
即係如果根據咁嘅邏輯嘅時候，有四個男仔會跟 Pastor Art， 跟住有三個女仔係會跟住 Pastor Gaylord。
And that would be foolish, right?
依個係非常之愚蠢嘅。
It's not about following a person; it is a following Christ.
唔係話跟住邊一個為佢洗你嗰個人，而係跟住你受洗歸入基督名下嗰個耶穌基督。
I actually think Paul was a pretty funny guy too, because he was pretty funny here.
保罗他就觉得保罗是一个非常幽默的人，尤其是保罗他用这些例证。
He's like scolding these Corinthian believers in love.
他用爱心的去话那些哥林多人。
And then he says, I'm so glad I didn't baptize you.
我很庆幸我没有为你们去受洗。
He was so glad that, you know, just that it worked out that other people baptized, so nobody would follow him.
他很庆幸就是说是其他人是跟其他那些波林多人去受洗，而不是保罗自己。
Paul knew, based on the Great Commission, that we are supposed to baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ.
保罗是很清楚的知道他自己是要是奉聖父、聖子、聖靈的名去為那些人去受洗。
So logically, if you're baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, follow him.
即是說邏輯上，如果你是奉耶穌基督的名去為那些人受洗那些時候，那些人是應該是跟隨耶穌基督，而不是跟隨保羅為他施洗那個。
So you might say, okay, we understand what we're supposed to do.
好了，我知道我們應該要做些什麼了。
We understand that it doesn't make any sense to follow anybody else.
我明白我不应该跟随其他的人。
And that we're not supposed to fight.
我们不应该的去互相纷争。
But it's very hard not to fight.
但是不去争吵的时候是一件很难的事的。
Now there's many practical things we can talk about, but there's one I want to highlight from verse 17.
有很多的应用我们可以去学习到，但我想特别的去注意第17节。
Paul gave a remedy in this verse. Real quickly, he said, he gave a remedy for how to correct division in that church specifically, but I also believe in our church today.
保罗在对哥林多教会的对策是怎样呢？但是我们也都相信这个对策可以应用到在我们今天教会里面。
I think, let me read verse 17.
读17节。
For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel.
第十七節嗰度話：基督差遣我，原不是為施洗，乃是為傳福音。
Not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power.
並不用智慧嘅言語，免得基督嘅十字架落了空。
Paul is like basically saying, remember what your focus, what your purpose, what your mission is here.
保罗他清楚的就叫哥林多人，你们要记住你们的焦点在哪里，你们的目的在哪里，你们的使命是在哪一个。
To preach and to share the gospel to those God has placed in your life. This is our priority.
当神在你身边放了不同的人的时候，你的人生的目的就是要向那些人去传福音。
And the message that we have been given, to proclaim has power.
我们去传扬神的话语这个信息是大有能力的。
Paul said he wasn't eloquent.
虽然保罗说到他自己不是一个言辞善辩的人。
That gives me a lot of comfort.
这个给我有很大的安慰。
It wasn't necessarily something that he did well in sharing the gospel and the message. He did the best he could.
他不是说到他非常讲得的流利，但是他是忠心传这个福音。
But anybody who reads about Paul knows he had one passion, and that is to preach the gospel.
大家如果睇保罗书信嘅时候，你知道佢有一个嘅热枕，就系向人传福音。
God calls each of us here who are believers, who are followers of Christ, to also to give out the gospel and to be God's witnesses.
我哋今日在座，神亦都系俾我哋一个嘅劝勉，去鼓励我哋去同人传福音。
No one can sit on the sidelines and say, "I'll just watch."
冇人可以坐喺側邊嘅，就係話我淨係坐喺度睇。
No one can be a spectator.
冇人係一個淨係一個嘅觀眾咁簡單。
Because there are people in your life that I will never meet.
即係有好多人喺你嘅身邊嘅裏邊，我都未見到。
There are people in your life that you are especially prepared to speak to, that you have a relationship with them that is special, and God has given you the privilege to share.
神好特别嘅喺你身边放咗一个人嘅时候，就让你同佢有一个嘅 好嘅关系，以致到你有一个嘅好嘅机会同佢传福音。
I believe Paul is saying, be focused on the mission, and you really won't have time to fight.
如果保罗就系话到，如果你系对焦去你嘅使命嘅时候，你就冇其他嘅时间得闲嘅去互相纷争。
Maybe we could illustrate it this way.
或者我可以用一个嘅例子去讲啊。
In a battle, in war, you need to be focused.
喺打仗嘅时候，大家嘢要去对焦去定睛。
If you lose your focus, people can die.
如果你嘅焦点被分散咗嘅时候，啲人会死。
If in the same way, if the church forgets why we exist, if you and I forget why we are still here on earth, people can die having not heard the gospel.
如果我哋教会嘅焦点分散咗嘅时候，唔去传福音，咁样有好多嘅人就会失丧。
And I understand God is sovereign and all that, but we, from our viewpoint, have a responsibility to tell those around us.
虽然神是有自己的主权的里面，但是我们也都有人的责任是去传福音。
And by the way, in the heat of the battle, you cannot be fighting each other.
在打仗的时候，其实有没有想过，其实我们不可以互相的去对打内战啊？
You remember the old days when they fought and they were in trenches?
在古代打仗的时候，他们是在一个泥坑的里面。
You're supposed to be shooting at the enemy.
在一个战壕里面，你是向前去射人。
You don't turn around and go this way.
你不向旁边去射大家。
People die.
如果不是你的同伴、伙伴就会死的。
And I think that picture also we have to remember in the church.
这个也是我们脑海里面需要有这幅的图画，我们不是同互相彼此纷争，而是向前。
Please understand, I am not saying we cannot have differences of opinion. Because Bible says iron sharpens iron, right?
不要就说到大家不要误会说我们不可以有不同的意见，圣经也都是这里有讲到是铁磨铁磨成人。
I know I personally, the way I am made up, I need to discuss with people, I need to hear them, and then I don't just go into a room by myself and think, and then ta-da, here's a big, you know.
Pastor Gaylord 说到他自己是一个同人要从倾谈之中去得到一些的意念，他自己不可以在一个的自己的书房的里面去想一堆东西出来，跟着走出来说得得，这个就是所想到的东西。
The Apostle Paul near the end of his life in Acts chapter 26 gave his testimony to this King Agrippa.
在这个的使徒行传26章那里，保罗和亚基帕王是有一段的对话。
And he was clear in remembering what Jesus Christ spoke to him, to the Apostle Paul, on the road to Damascus.
在这里就是使徒行传26章那里很清楚就是讲明保罗他自己一个的见证，神怎样的呼召他。
Actually, I will read a little bit of this. In Acts chapter 26, let me see, I'll use verse 16. But rise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose.
在这个使徒行传第26章第16节那里这样讲，他说你起来站着，我特意向你显明。
To appoint you as a servant and witness to the things in which you have seen me and to those in which I will appear to you, delivering you from your people and from the Gentiles to whom I am sending you to open their eyes, so that they may turn from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
在《使徒行传》26章第16至到第18节那里这样说，他说你起来站着，我特意向你显明，做什么呢？要派你作执事，作见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手。我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
So let me ask you, are we experiencing division among us?
我问大家，大家在当中我们有没有彼此纷争啊？
In our church, in our congregation, in our fellowship groups.
在我们教会，在我们的小组，在我们团契里面，我们有没有纷争呢？
If you know of any, then let's get them taken care of by God's grace in a Christ-honoring way.
如果是有的时候，就让我们是用神的恩典去对应这些问题。
It may be messy, it will be awkward, we will lose face, it might even be painful.
有时候当有这些事情发生的时候，要我们互相的和解，可能我们会觉得很尴尬，有时候会觉得很困难，或者当要去处理的时候会觉得很痛苦。
Because we're family.
但是我们是一家人来的。
Families don't always agree.
一家人我们不会成日一起都会样样都说额头是同一意见。
You know, we sometimes joke, we say, oh, I love you, but right now, I really don't like you.
我虽然可能是说我爱你，但是转过头就说我其实都是不是很喜欢你。
But by God's grace, are we willing to do the hard work and to pray so that we can have unity in the church?
藉着神的恩典，我们就去努力的去处理这些问题，以致我们能够有合一。
If I go even further,Perhaps you and another person, one other person, there's just somebody you cannot get along with, you cannot stand. Are you willing to do what is necessary so that, not that you be best friends, but that you can take care of whatever the sin might be between you?
如果你同另外一个人大家是有彼此纷争不妥许的时候，我们会不会的同他在一起处理了这个当中一个的罪的问题呢？
This is one of the most serious challenges in any church.
这个是对每一间教会来讲都是非常之需要去处理的。
You can buy curriculum.
你可以在外面买很多的书籍。
You can build buildings.
你可以起很多的不同教会的建筑物。
Neither one of those things is the church. The church is the people.
我们那些的教会的建筑物其实不是教会，教会是一班的人。
Why are we called to unity and why are we called to address division?
为什么我们是要有合一？为什么我们要去处理这个的分裂的问题呢？
Because of the mission that we have been given to proclaim the gospel, that is why it is worth it.
因为我们的使命是要去传扬这个福音，就是因为这个的使命的缘故，我们是需要合一。
As I close, because I know we have Belize food to get to,
我而家就差唔多需要去结束啦，因为我知道将会有一个嘅Belize嘅一个午餐。
Let me just say, share a prayer that Jesus prayed in the upper room, on the last night before he went to the cross. He prayed, the longest recorded prayer of Jesus Christ in John 17.
喺约翰福音第十七章里边系记录咗当耶稣被钉十字架之前一段系最长嘅一段嘅祷文。
He was praying for his disciples.
佢系为着佢嘅门徒去祷告。
And he said this in verse 21. He prayed for their unity that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one. John 17.Verse 21 and 22.
在约翰福音第十七章二十一至到二十二节，圣经嗰度咁样嘅记录耶稣为佢嘅门徒点样嘅祷告。嗰度话到使他们即系门徒啦，使到门徒能够合而为一，正如你父在我里边，我在你里边，使他们也在我们里边，好叫世人可以信你差了我来。你所赐给我的荣耀，我已经赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。
That they may, he prayed that they may all be one. Why?
他为到门徒能够嘅合而为一而祷告，个问题点解呢
？So that the world will believe.
以致呢个嘅世界能够相信。
That you have sent me, Jesus Christ.
父神系你差遣我嚟到呢个世界嚟。
We're not asking for unity here so that we can just enjoy each other's company.
我哋嚟到呢度唔系净系话你哋合一嘅原因系大家好开心嘅坐埋一齐。
It's not just we get together so that we can eat good food together, which is also good.
我哋去坐埋一齐合而为一，唔系为咗食物，呢个虽然系一个嘅好。
We don't want to have unity just so people say, "Oh, that Austin Chinese Church is a great church." There's so many people.
我哋叫大家坐埋一齐合而为一，唔系为到叫其他人睇到话啊，你睇下 ACC 系一间几大嘅几多人嘅教会。
Those are all terrible reasons。
呢啲系非常之好可怕，唔系咁好嘅原因。
The reason the body of Christ must be unified
is so that the world can see Jesus Christ.
我哋合一嘅原因唔係因為係頭先所提及到嘅，而係因為我哋合而為係因為係讓到世人都知道我哋係基督裏邊係合而為一。
Now, I'm not giving this message because I know of something happening. This is the best time to preach this message. This is a reminder for all of us to get on the same page with our Lord and with each other. And it's going to be hard.
我今天特別講這段的經文不是說到中間發生了什麼事情，要立刻處理，而是說到這段的經文是讓到我們大家可以在主的裏面去合一。
A house divided against itself cannot stand.
一間的家若果是彼此紛爭，就不能夠屹立不倒。
However, a church united by the Holy Spirit and focused on the mission that Christ gave us can be used by God to reach men and women, boys and girls for His kingdom.
若果一間的教會是能夠彼此合而為一，在聖靈的裏面的時候，我們去能夠傳揚到神的這個福音的時候，我們就會去接觸到很多很多不同的人。So
let us stand together.
就讓我們一起站立。
And let us be a church that honors God.
就讓我們一起去選擇是成為一間合一的教會去榮耀神。
Let's pray.
我們一起禱告。
Our Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我們多謝你的話語。
In such a limited time, I know we probably could have dug even more, but I pray that the message today was clear.
雖然我們時間是緊迫，但是我都希望這段的話語是很清楚明白。
I thank you for my precious brothers and sisters here in the Cantonese congregation, and I pray special blessing and grace for their new pastor.
我都是特別的為到廣東話這個會眾禱告，讓神你的祝福去祝福這個新的牧者。
Lord, I pray that you would do great and powerful things through this congregation.
都希望你是藉著這個廣東話的會眾是成就大事。
May they be united in the right things.
就讓大家去合一，去朝著正確的事去做。
And may they experience true fellowship.
就讓到他們是經歷到一個真正的團契。
And may they worship you with their life.
就讓他們的生命是去敬拜你。
We give you all the praise and glory.
神你是值得當得的榮耀。
In Jesus' name.
我們的禱告是奉主名求。
Amen.
阿門。